Woody and Jim in the Morning, 93.3 FM. A lot of people say, hey, guys, where do you get all the music that you play? Well, this one comes from Matt Gaetz's Spotify playlist.
I don't know, maybe the first line or two might tell us why he likes it so much.
Oh, I thought that was the vocal. It's coming, though.
Wait for it. He can't, but you have to.
She's just 16 years old.
Allegedly. Oh, my God. I turned the microphones on. I'm sorry.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
It's the Woody and Jim Show.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Non-toys that you made into toys. Because, you know, all the rich kids, maybe they got My Little Pony and Transformers, but the rest of us had to play with rolled up socks and stuff.
Yeah. And then there was always like, by the time the summer came around, I don't know, the toys were gone or you're bored with them.
Oh, yeah. You broke them already.
So you had to kind of like make your own fun.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, people have just been telling us how they made their own fun and toys.
All right. We have a David on the line from Hendersonville. So what'd you do?
All right. I'm not going to lie to you. I was a weird kid. Throwing cards, right? Like how you just grab them and start flicking them.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days when CDs were a thing and we just had like a lot of them laying around. Like I remember Fast and Furious 5. That one just flew for no reason. Listen, it went fast and it was furious. It just flew.
Yeah, their CDs were frisbees.
I remember years ago working at a radio station that was up on, we had a balcony outside, and we would take old CDs we didn't like and hurl them out there.
Works the same with DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
We got a message from Miss Jerry, who's a friend of the show and an excellent baker, by the
way. That's right, she made us cake.
She said, this kills me. It's great. My little brother needed something to launch his bottle rockets. So he dug through the trash and got Tampax tubes and shoved them in the ground. And voila! Bottle rocket launchers that stuck in the ground from Tampax.
Oh, I could totally picture that. That's amazing.
I can see it in my mind.
Yeah. Ready to play Gender Wars? Brought to you by Goin Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online at goinpostalbrentwood.com.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right. We are ready to play with our game. For the ladies in the audience, we have Julie. Hey, Julie.
Hi.
Hey, good luck,
Julie.
To you. And for the guys, we have Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hello, good morning.
All right, good morning. We have a Get Acquainted question to warm up your brains with.
Yeah, let's start with you, Eric. What's the best workplace snack to have stored away, like in your desk?
What I usually have is Senda and peanuts, Senda being Japanese rice crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Okay, I've had those. Didn't know what they were called.
Okay.
What about you, Julie? What's the best workplace snack to have stored away?
I always go to Walgreens and get their nice nuts. I like the roasted deluxe mixed nuts with sea salt.
I know. My son Alex used to work at Walgreens, and everything said their store brand was called Nice. Hey, nice nuts.
Yes.
Okay.
I like you, Julie.
Julie was telling us off the air about one of the slightly, we'll say, dirty sounding jokes that Woody used in the joke off earlier this week.
All right.
Which I shall not repeat, but it was great. All right. Both of you guys have a screw if you need it. Let's get going with multiple choice questions.
All right. Here we go, Julie. Does Top Flight sell baseballs, golf balls, or footballs?
Golf balls.
That's right.
Good
start.
Good job. Eric, let's see if you can keep up. On your Thanksgiving table, is Ocean Spray famous for stuffing, cranberry sauce, or yams?
I'm going to go with cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got to have that good can shape.
That's right.
I like that.
With the ridges.
Yes.
All right, it's 1-1.
All right, Julie. Ethan Hunt is the main character in what long-running action movie series? Ethan Hunt.
and screw.
Okay, using up the screw there.
Throwing it over to Eric's side of the call.
Eric, Ethan Hunt is the main character in what long-running action movie series?
I was hoping she'd use the screw on this one. It's Mission Impossible.
Yes!
That's right. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
The screw did not work in your favor there. And it comes back to Eric, who could put a nail in the coffin here if he gets this right.
One answer away from a big W.
Eric, model Chrissy Teigen is married to what R&B singer?
Man, I forget his name, so I'm going to have to use the screw.
All right. Here it comes right back to you. This could save you, Julie. Chrissy Teigen's married to this famous singer.
Is it John Legend?
Yes, it is John Legend. And there
That's
you go.
That's right.
You have tied it up. Well done.
Wow. Okay, let's go back to the third set of questions and see if we can get this settled.
Yeah, both of you used your screws successfully. Julie, how many stripes are on the side of an Adidas athletic shoe?
Say seven.
Seven? No, it's three.
Sorry. Okay, Eric, you have a chance to win it if you get this one right. What company is famous for their sheer energy pantyhose?
Okay. A Victoria's Secret?
No. It's not Victoria's Secret.
It's legs.
Legs.
The one that used to come in an egg.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? That's right.
I remember my mom buying eggs and eggs. Legs. All right. We have a tie. That means we break it with the Name That Tune lyrics edition.
So up to five lines of a song. How many will you need to name the song, Julie?
Five.
All five, okay.
She needs all of them.
Eric, you want to do it in less than five?
Three.
Three. All right, back to you, Julie.
He can do it.
Okay. Three lines of a song. You got to give us the title of the song. Jim will recite those lines for you now.
The lyrics are as follows. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA.
I don't know what that could be.
Name that song, Eric. Any guess?
Eric, are you still there?
Yeah, born in the USA.
Yes, it
yes,
is.
It is. Oh my God! You made it so dramatic.
If you didn't get that, we're gonna have to send somebody to your house for a wellness check.
I know. Sometimes it's random. We just throw those easy ones in there. You never know when they're gonna come. We got a certificate of gratification for Eric. Julie, thanks. We've taken care. We're gonna get you a prize, and both of you, so much fun. Thanks for playing Gender Wars. Let's do it again tomorrow morning, 7:20. Everybody.
Non toys that became toys.
Yes.
It's toys for poor kids.
But we celebrate
these
things.
Yeah, we did. Danny is in Nashville, so tell us what you did.
Growing up when Transformers got really popular,
yeah,
you know, us poor kids couldn't afford those, and we'd go to the, five and dime store, and they had Transitions instead of Transformers.
Oh, that was kind of like a knockoff of Transformers?
Yeah.
And how close were they? Like, were they close enough to have fun with?
Yeah. Of course, you know, being a little kid, they served the purpose for a little while.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The Transformer, it transformed, you twist the body, and you didn't fold things, you didn't flip things, you just twisted it, and it converted.
Okay.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Half car and half body on one side, half car, half body on the other.
But we loved it.
Yeah. Maybe they did a knockoff. It wasn't Optimus Prime. It was like Optimus Steve. You know, something that was close enough for you kids.
Or Optional Prime or something.
Optional, yes.
Optional Prime. I like that. That's much better. Well done.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, guys. Glad to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you.
I used to love to build models.
Yeah.
Especially of, model airplanes and stuff. And come summertime when, we had nothing to play with, you'd, look around. What do we got? Oh, okay. Well, we got, firecrackers. And I got my old models.
Yeah.
Let's recreate World War II. And we would, you know, the thing we spent, you know, 47 hours gluing meticulously, you know, this like a little plane.
Yeah.
We would like put in the creek and then we would just blow it up.
Oh, sweet. Like a Viking funeral.
Yeah. Like it landed at sea and then just.
I like it. That's fun.
So we destroyed the things we had to make our own fun.
Exactly. We'd love to hear from you if you have a non-toy toy story. You could give us a call on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933. Jeremy is in Murfreesboro. Okay.
When I was younger, it was a lot. Me and a bunch of my friends would go out and find all these sticks that would look like weapons, mm-hmm. and we would have gunfights with each other.
Yeah.
But also, during the winter, we would take the trash can lids off of our family's trash cans, and we'd go out flooding down hills with them.
You must have grown up with snow. Trash can lids and trays from cafeterias.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best sleds.
Those are good sleds.
An emergency sled. That's funny. That story kind of triggers me because I remember when I was a kid, my dad was in the Navy. We were stationed in like Corpus Christi, Texas or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
And me and a friend of mine were having a rock fight, just throwing dirt clods at each other. You know, you'd duck behind a hill and then you'd throw them. It was like a snowball fight, but more lethal.
Yeah.
And I got hit in the eye and I had to go home with a black eye and I had to tell my mom. But I didn't want to tell her what really happened.
Right.
So I said, I was walking down the street just minding my own business, and a guy was mowing his lawn, and he wrapped a rock, and it hit me in the eye.
Came out from the mower?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, was it a push mower? Yeah. Well, how did it come out? He was running with it. So, as one does.
Oh, my God.
It's like Ralphie
a terrible lie.
Shooting his eye out and having to come in and says, there was an icicle on the roof. And
well, if it makes you feel any better, you've become a much better liar as you've aged.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You
know, it's a nice compliment, I think. In a bad mood, let's fix that right now.
Yeah. Feeling good, like I should.
Our little segment we call Change My Mood. Sometimes it's something inspiring, something heartwarming. Sometimes it's just something funny. So we thought we'd share this with you. There's an ice skating rink in England in the news after a worker lost his phone, but he had to go to work, so he had to borrow his daughter's pink iPhone, and he lost that one too. Actually, he knows where it is. He just can't get to it. Apparently, he dropped it into the water. They were about to freeze for a ice skating tournament they were having over the weekend.
Oh.
And so he can't get to it. And I guess they have competition going on, so they can't cut the ice and get the phone out.
Yeah.
So they have to wait till it's all over and let it thaw out and then hope for the best.
His daughter's pink phone is frozen.
It's frozen
in time.
In the ice.
That just reminds me of, was it Paul Blart Mall Cop, where he had to use his daughter's phone that was like pink and had all the bling on it? And Milkshake is the ringtone.
Exactly. That's funny. So there you go. A little something lighthearted to help you change your mood this morning.
That's right. At least it didn't happen to you.
Yes, that's true. My girlfriend Melissa loves going to yard sales.
Yeah.
And during the summer, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I did buy some shoes that belonged to a dead man.
I do remember you saying you had scored some shoes. Yeah,
they were like really fancy UGG slippers.
Okay.
And she says, here, try these on. And they fit because, they're $5. And these are like really expensive.
Yeah.
And as we were checking out and handing the lady the money, she says, I'm selling off some of my friend's, stuff that her husband just died.
So thought, they were a dead man's Uggs.
Yeah, and I hope he didn't die of, toe fungus. But now, sadly, the dead man's shoes are also dead.
Oh, no.
Apparently, my dog Kevin was very upset with me about something.
Okay.
I think maybe didn't get the same quality peanut butter treats he normally gets.
Okay.
And so he got it and ate out the insides of it. You know how dogs will do that sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Are Uggs made of like real wool or fur or sheep?
There may be some sort of animal byproduct in there somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
He actually chewed out there and held the other one in his mouth and dropped it in front of me.
Oh, like a message was being sent.
Yeah, give us better treats or this could happen to the other shoe.
Little does he know, you don't care anymore. It's not like you're going to wear one.
Yeah. Three things you want to know this morning.
They're calling it the Great Million Dollar Tequila Heist. Guy Fieri and rocker Sammy Hagar, they are business partners in a tequila company, and one of their trucks carrying over 4,000 cases of tequila was hijacked.
Ooh.
And they don't know where it is, but the tequila that was on that truck was worth $1 million. So I think they'll be able to handle the loss.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
Yes, they're on the lookout for somebody with a lot of clinking bottles in the back of their truck.
Netflix is facing a class action lawsuit from a man in Florida named Ronald, who says the buffering issues during the fight were legendary, and they're suing for breach of contract. Yeah, but Netflix goes back and says, yeah, but 108 million people watched the fight. Or at least tried to.
Tried.
Yeah, we'll take some money.
There was a 737 that was grounded for 5 days out of safety concerns because 130 escaped hamsters made their way throughout the plane. Apparently, the rodents were being transported along with a few other animals like ferrets and parrots, and they got loose, and they could not fly the plane because hamsters chew things with their very sharp teeth.
Oh, yeah. They're like mice that will get in there and gnaw on things.
Right.
Yeah.
Which could mean they could have bitten through wires that connect to control surfaces and things that fly the plane.
It could stop being a plane at any second.
Exactly. Yeah. 5 days.
Wow.
Round up the hamsters and parrots and then check to make sure that they hadn't eaten anything that would take the plane down.
Oh, that is amazing. There you go. If you're just tuning in now, we're talking about non-toys that became toys.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you couldn't, you know, your mom and dad wouldn't buy you Transformers or My Little Pony. So
greatest and
anything,
latest thing. Yeah.
Anything became a toy.
Yeah.
Know, you know,
I remember taking Christmas lights that were like leftover. They were, you know, they were the smaller ones that for the tree.
Right.
And we didn't need them on the tree. So me and my friends used to take a cardboard box, and we used to poke the Christmas lights through the box, and you sit in the box, and then that was a spaceship. You were flying in a spaceship.
I can see that.
With all the lights going, like blinking and going, and it was like, oh.
You're on the Enterprise.
It was fantastic.
Oh yeah. You know,
Star Wars. It was everything.
You know, I remember taking my sister's Barbies. You know, she always, you know, like all girls, she had a drawer full of naked Barbies.
Yes.
Because as soon as you get Barbies, you got to take them all, you know, all the clothes off.
And the clothes disappear.
Yeah, and the dogs eat the shoes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you can take a Barbie and bend it in half and it becomes a gun.
Well, there is the ability, and I swear it's in the DNA.
Boys can make anything a gun.
Yeah.
They can.
I can tell you some of the most sacrilegious things that my son made into a gun. It was just like, I won't even go into it.
Okay.
You can just use your imagination. But it's amazing what we can do with very little.
Yeah, yeah. You find your fun and make fun wherever it is.
We've had some messages from our 93.3 Totally Hits app where you can leave us a voice message.
Yeah, we had Alicia from Columbia.
I remember my mother and father bought me a bike, and it came in a box, so you had to put it together. I left the bike, and I played with the box all day.
Yep.
Hey, I was the only kid for 12 years. I had to do something.
Yeah, I know. There's another edition of the box.
Exactly.
It was even better than whatever was inside.
I remember, you know, because my dad was in the Navy. We moved around a lot, so there's lots of boxes.
And, oh, yeah.
And the big wardrobe box, that would become like, you know, that was a race car.
Oh yeah.
It's fun stuff.
We used to cut holes in the boxes and then tape them together, and we basically made our own little gerbil habitat, you know, like where we would crawl through it. We were the habitrail. Isn't that what they called it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the little tubes that went through the house that you left the hamsters in. Yeah. Anything you'd like to add, you can, of course, leave us a voicemail on our 93.3 Totally Hits app, or you can call us on the Shingle Smith Roofing Hotline, 615 615- 553-0933. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Yesterday was Taco Tuesday, but today is Wet Nose Wednesday. We got taco for Wednesday.
Yeah, Taco Wednesday. Tacos every day.
Every day.
I know.
That's the way to live life.
Life is just better with tacos.
Taco is a young dog. How old is Taco?
6 months old. He's just a baby. Brand new.
Still discovering the world. And he's a pity mix?
Yeah, we have him listed as like a cattle dog pity mix. I mean, obviously, that's just our best guess. We don't DNA test, but those ears are definitely...
Yeah.
He's got the best ears, y'all. Like, it's... Oh, my gosh. And he's just like this beautiful color brown. He's also so soft.
It's almost like his ears are saying, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
I know. I know. His ears are, they're just like full, at full attention, straight up. Like
they're so big for his body.
He could pull in satellite signals and GPS, you know. So he's so cute and so gorgeous. And he is available at Nashville Humane. And so he's got a little bit of white in him. We highly encourage you to follow Woody and Jim Show on TikTok. You can see him there, also on the Woody and Jim Facebook page, and just say, oh, well, I would just love to snuggle with him.
Yeah.
He's got beautiful eyes. He's got those brown and black eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Really
he's gorgeous.
And they look right into your soul.
He's a lot of fun. I mean, he's 6 months old, so he definitely still has some puppy energy. But after a while, he just calms down. You know, he's definitely been a lot chill this morning. He was, if you're looking to keep up like fitness goals or anything, really Taco's the one for you because he kept me on my toes this morning and now he's just tired and wants to sleep.
Well, there's nothing better than a little, actually good cardio activity
and then
a nap. So if somebody's interested in Taco and they go, oh, you know what? Maybe he'd be a good fit for our house. We want a fun dog. What should they do?
Come over to Nashville Humane. And also, he's available for fostering, too. So he right now is looking for like a 2-week decompression foster just because Taco really does not love the shelter. He's very stressed there. I mean, him in the shelter this morning and him now is a completely different dog, honestly. So if you want to take him for a little bit and see how it goes, we also are doing Friendsgiving.
Love that.
Which is our Thanksgiving foster. So you can pick up on Wednesday and then you can drop off Friday or Saturday and you can take a shelter pet home for the holidays.
Or don't bring Taco back.
Yeah, or
just
don't
have
bring them
be
back.
Your forever friend forever.
Right. All of a sudden, you guys are like, you know, you're one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taco's a great dog. And if you are looking for a forever friend, I mean, we talk about, you know, oh, you're going to save this dog and you're going to change his life. But you know what? He's going to change your life and save you more.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it works.
Awesome. Thanks, Taylor, from the Nashville Humane Association. Adopt, don't shop. Taco is waiting for you at the Nashville Humane Association. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Sloan's Motorcycle and ATV in Murfreesboro.
I am just exhausted today from what happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
So I do some volunteer work, and it involves, some stuff that is over at a senior living facility on Whitebridge Road.
Okay.
Okay. And we needed some repair work done on something that was kind of at the top of the building on the roof.
Okay.
Okay. So nobody else works the hours I work. And they say, okay, well, the repair guy can be there from 1 to 3. So I say, okay, I'll be the guy who waits for the repair guy.
Mm.
And so the repair guy shows up right at 1, just as I do. And so to get to where he needs to fix this thing, we have to go up 8 flights of this building on Whitebridge Road.
And this is a senior citizens
facility. Senior citizens living facility.
Yeah.
And then we have to go out onto the roof, walk the length of the building on the roof in the rain.
In the rain, oh,
and then go into this little separate shack to fix something. So he comes in, and so it takes him a little while, but he fixes it, and he's a real nice guy. So, but then on the way out, we're like, okay, we walk all the way across the roof of the building, go back down and get onto the elevator. And there was some EMTs, which I guess at a senior living facility
is a pretty common occurrence.
Common,
Somebody has a medical issue. Yeah.
Yeah. So that means everybody needed to use the elevator. So we got on the elevator and we are trying to go down, but every flight it stops at the next floor. and a bunch of people with like walkers and stuff are get onto the elevator. So there's like 400 of us, like clowns in a Volkswagen, trying to get down. It took us like 15 minutes to get to the bottom floor.
I'm picturing your eyes rolling so hard.
Yeah. And I'm like, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. And then, so we get to the bottom floor. And then we're like, okay, well, have a great day, repair guy.
Uh-huh.
And then I go to my car and I get word that it broke again. This is like 10 minutes after we were up on top of the roof.
Oh, so you got to go back up to the top of the roof again.
Yeah. So I said, all right, well, I know how to get it fixed for now. And so I went up and it also took me another 20 minutes to get to the eighth floor.
Right.
Because I've only got one elevator because of the emergency.
Right.
Walk across the roof, go over, I fix it, set it up, and it's working again.
Okay.
By the time I get to that little shack, it's working again.
Oh, so it just stopped.
It fixed itself.
Okay.
So then I decide to walk across the roof, go back down to my car, and this time I take the stairs.
Right.
Because I'm not trying to use the elevator again. So then I'm driving home, and I'm like 20 minutes from my house and 20 minutes from where I was. And the repair guy calls me, and he says, hey, I've been doing some online testing. I need to get back up in there again.
Oh, no.
So I had to drive back to White Bridge Road.
Because you're the only one that has the key to the little house that you have to use it. Okay.
Go up to the top of the roof, in the rain, over to the shack, have them fix it again, and then come back. So the whole thing took about 4 hours.
Wow.
And then I went home and collapsed.
Three things you want to know this morning. Post Malone and Jelly Roll are going on tour together. It'll happen next year. It's called the Big Blank Stadium Tour.
Yeah.
And
I think that's a great lineup.
Yeah.
Two people that would make an amazing concert.
But they're not playing Nashville, as far as we know. I mean,
they're all listed.
Yeah.
Nashville ain't there.
They'll probably add more dates. I'll have to.
I want to go to.
Yeah.
Don't make me travel.
Exactly.
Wow.
Don't make me go to San Antonio or somewhere like that.
Exactly. So orange juice lovers are really mad at Tropicana. So for a really long time, Tropicana's container has been kind of carafe shaped, which kind of gives you...
Oh, yeah. Gives you a handle.
Yeah. It's like the illusion of fresh juice coming out, you know? And it's nice. But they've changed the bottle to like a really flat, tall, skinny... It's kind of like a lot of the natural homes they're building right now. it's smaller, too. Like, there's less juice. And, you know, so customers are really mad. The Tropicana people said, oh, we changed it for all these... A bunch of bogus excuses. They
right.
did it to make less orange juice in there and fit more of them on a shelf.
Yeah.
Right? So they say it's not shrinkflation because they suggested to stores that they should lower the price a little because it's a little less juice. But apparently the stores didn't do it.
No, we want to overcharge again.
So nobody is accepting blame for shrinkflation.
This is my favorite story today. Royal Caribbean cruise ship left Spain on the 2nd of November going to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And last week they had like a little incident where they got hit by a big wind gust. And they say that the ship kind of tilted to one side for like a 45 degree angle for several minutes.
Really scary. I saw a picture of that.
Yeah. Glass was flying everywhere. Tables were everywhere. The funny part is that in the lounge at that time, the song from Titanic, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion, was playing. And here's one of the passengers who disembarked after they finally got to Miami.
We were in the theater and they were playing a Celine Dion song from Titanic. And we actually thought it was part of a special effects. The ship started to tip to one side, all the bottles and all the glasses fell off the bar. And we're like, wow, this is amazing. And then we realized, look at the crew's faces, this isn't special effects.
their white faces with fear tipped us off that this wasn't a joke.
They thought they were on a ride at Universal.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Why is that even on a playlist on a cruise
ship? On a ship, yeah. I mean, they just want to play it ironically, I guess.
They should never, ever play that. You're tempting fate.
And then theater, we're showing the Poseidon Adventure. It'll be fun for you. All right. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. What are we doing after the show? I know you over yourself a nap, don't you?
I do. I spent all day yesterday with a repair guy.
Yeah.
And it took forever. So there's a nap coming. And then tonight, the theaters are doing an early access showing tonight for Wicked. So I'm going to review that. So I'm going to go see Wicked. Never saw the stage play. I know the music.
Right.
So remember, it's part one.
It's a
two-parter.
It's like the latest Mission Impossible movie where it's all coming out in parts.
Yeah. A couple years later,
yeah.
3-4 years later, you'll get this second half.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Fine. I think I'll probably do that tonight. It's 7 at Opry Mills IMAX.
Very cool.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, yesterday I had a whole lot of things to do, a lot of really boring, terrible phone calls and trips I had to make and talk with a bunch of people, lawyers and tax people and stuff.
Yeah.
And I did none of that because it was raining and I decided to go home and take a nap instead. So I'll just do all that today. Or find a reason not to do it.
Or we could be talking about how tomorrow morning at this same time you say, well, I never did that yesterday again. I just took a nap again.
Consistency is important. We'll catch y'all later.